This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Weeknights on Joy 94.9. Sharing your passions.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. It is 12 minutes to 8 on Joy 94.9.
And do you guys know what time it is? I mean, we know that it's 12
minutes. I just said it was 12 minutes to 8, Maddie. Get your head in the game.
But other than that, you know what else it's time for?
Play school. I mean, gay school.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's gay school.
There was dramatic lip syncing going on there.
I was feeling it. I was in the moment.
Also, I am just going to report that Eleanor just Snapchatted me a photo of herself at the radio mic. I can look up and see you, Eleanor.
I sent it to everyone on my Snapchat list, okay? I'm trash. First up tonight, we've got a quick story about Facebook's crackdown on alternate names. Suddenly, Facebook is accusing drag queens of not using their real names and telling them they must alter their accounts to keep using their site. Facebook is getting tougher at enforcing its, quote, real identities policy, which is a shame for drag queens who may have had their own unique creative identity for many years and built up a strong following of friends, fans and contacts who only know them by that name. Facebook's rules about names have gotten very specific and are now being enforced. Here they are below. Names can't include symbols, numbers, unusual capitalizations, repeating characters or punctuation, characters from multiple languages, titles of any kinds, words, phrases, or nicknames in place of middle names. Other things to keep in mind. The name you use should be your real name, as it would be listed on your credit card, driver's license, or student ID, all of which feature my birth name.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Like, really?
Okay, so there's obviously big problems about that. I mean, this particular article focuses on drag queens, and that is a serious issue. I mean, entertainers should, you know, have that creative freedom to express themselves through any medium.
Would Dame Edna be allowed to have a Facebook in character?
I'm sure that Facebook would allow Dame Edna to have a Facebook in character. But more to the point, I mean, obviously there's a case of transgender people who, for very obvious reasons, are not using their legal name. But what about people who, for example, you know, might be outed to family or friends if they have a Facebook with their real name? I mean, I know a lot of people who have multiple Facebooks, one with their real name and one with a different name, so that they can, you know, explore that identity and network without that fear of being outed in an unsafe environment. And the same to people who might have suffered, you know, abuse in the past and stalking, you know, that sometimes that's the only way to escape from it.
Or hell, people who are looking for work, people are in a fairly intrusive job.
Exactly. People who are in, you know,
ridiculous.
A case where their confidentiality is paramount.
I mean, I do occasionally roll my eyes at people using silly names on Facebook, but why shouldn't they be allowed to?
Exactly. I mean, a lot of the time it's a case of, oh, you know, there was this user that I just couldn't shake, so I changed my name to something completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can totally understand that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Another piece of news. In Cameroon, drinking Baileys could land you in jail for gay sex. A Cameroonian human rights lawyer has described how courts in the African country use gender stereotypes to convict suspected gay people.
So that's wrong on multiple axes.
Baileys is goddamn delicious.
I can't say I've ever tried it.
Cameroon punishes gay sex with up to 5 years in jail and a fine, and according to human rights groups, arrests more gay people than any other country.
I like how the tagline provided with the story is, quote, lawyer says bringing a male hairdresser or drinking a woman's drink can be used as evidence of homosexuality in court.
Okay. Yeah, the lawyer recalled one case in which a client was convicted for his feminine mannerisms and drinking Bailey's Irish Cream, which the judge felt was a woman's drink.
Sometimes he's sitting there going, is that an Onion article? No, it's not.
It's a Gay Star News article.
Yeah.
Like, really?
I mean,
feel like that's one of my most common phrases when we're doing gay school. Just, really?
Like, some of the things that go on in this world, you just sit there and go, someone had to sit down and decide that that was an appropriate decision to make. Like, what?
Yeah. Okay, then.
Okay, whatever, sweetie. In other news, in Australian news, the catch-22 of asylum seekers. One man was found by a family member having sex with his lover and feared he would be killed once a violent cousin with links to the local extremist mullahs found out. Another man drew suspicion his entire life over his mannerisms and his failure to have girlfriends as he got older, prompting threats from people in his community that his sexual orientation would be reported to the police. Australia was one of the first countries worldwide in a 1994 court judgment to accept asexual orientation as a reason for seeking asylum. But since then, there's been a hardened attitude towards asylum seekers arriving by boat. Essentially, what's going on here is immigration officials are requesting proof that immigrants are gay. And I'm like, what? Hang on. Some of the criteria they're using to judge to prove that people are actually gay are things like their sexual behaviour, details about gay bars in Sydney, if they use lubricant, if they know Madonna songs. I thought we'd move past that. And this is an official.
Yeah,
a very
I'm sorry,
official
you don't. Sorry, you don't know the lyrics to Vogue. You must not like men.
Yeah, sorry. Can you sing that chorus from Bad Romance? You just need to prove that you're gay.
Yeah, yeah. No, let's just not go there. One more final piece of news, which is just kind of a fun one. Orange is the New Black writer divorces husband after discovering she's a lesbian while writing the show.
Oh,
Lauren Morelli, one of the head writers of Orange is the New Black, is leaving her husband because she's a lesbian and came to terms with it while she was writing Orange is the New Black. And is now dating cast member Samira Wiley, who's dating, how do you pronounce that?
Pussy Washington.
That's kind of funny. Good for her for coming to terms with who she is.
Look, if you needed an example to prove why representation is so important, I can't think of a better one.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so, good for you.
She says in Piper and Alex, that two of the main characters of the show, I had found a mouthpiece for my own desires and a glimmer of what my future could look like. That's really cute.
Good for you, Lauren Morelli.
Yeah, I'm really happy for you, and I'm really glad that, you know, you could have left such a great legacy for the world. Orange is the New Black is great. Everyone watch it.
It has Laverne Cox. Laverne Cox might actually be Jesus.
Or Jesus, I guess. Yeah. I was thinking more Aphrodite, but you know.
Any or all of the above. And you know what? It's 5 minutes to eight.
It's already over. I can't believe it. I'm crying.
Yes,
not just because I
see.
Just had a 3-hour chemistry exam.
And what, physics sack tomorrow?
I have a spech sack and a physics exam. Yeah, neither of which sound fun.
Eleanor is in year 12. Everyone just send your commiserations.
I'll get there.
I'm doing a master's, so, you know, we're suffering in different ways. Anyway, thanks so much for listening, everyone.
Yeah.
And we will be back same time next week, 7 to 8 on Monday.
Yep. Make sure to join us.
And look us up on Facebook, Generation Next. We do have a Twitter. We don't really use it. Stick to Facebook.
At least you're being honest, Maddie.
Always
am. That's something to be admired.
Thanks so much for listening.
See you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.